Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so look, Tigers lose again. It's another lifeless performance last night, and there's a lot to discuss out of it because they've lost 10 of 11. They're eroding confidence in the fan base. Question is, are they eroding confidence in the front office that this team is a serious World Series contender? Right before the All-Star break, it sure felt like it. They have one of the most stress-free first halves of the season I can ever remember any team having. With no losing streaks longer than three games, they had three of them. There was no real drama. They just kept winning and winning and winning and building this huge lead in the division, which is now down to eight games. But the fact of the matter is there was a weird first half to be that good. And we had Tiger teams in years past that contended. It's been a decade, but we had Tiger teams in years past where we would take calls and discuss things. And even when they were good, they weren't as drama-free as this group was for the first half of the season. Now, I'm just basing this on caller interaction. You could make a case maybe that there was some drama that I'm forgetting about or missing, but I can't remember a team that was performing at a level like that where they were the winning streaks were long and the losing streaks were short. And they just we know what conversations are like doing this for a long time, and I mean, it got to the point where even call volume was low because it's just like, hey, they keep winning. This is great. And when they would lose a few games in a row, we'd get a trickle of calls of people complaining, but there wasn't very many debate points with this team, relatively speaking, to other seasons and other times when they were good. And when they were bad, you know, there's a lot of people that would call and complain until they just give up. So they had this drama-free first half of the season. And then they've packed any baseball inadequacies that were deep inside them. They've packed them all and released them in the last 2 weeks. Like anything that they, any shortcomings they've had in their game and their makeup and their roster, they're all coming out now. They're all coming out now and they've looked awful. And on the heels of that, with less than a week to go before the trade deadline, in the current context, this morning, a story comes out from Evan Petzold of the Detroit Free Press that I'm just going to read it, excerpts from this that feels like it's giving away the game plan. Now, I'm not mad at him or anything like that. I think this is good reporting. The way he writes it is very definitive. And Evan's done stuff like this in the past. And I trust him. It's really interesting. I mean, this to me is really interesting. And he gets into very specific things. He writes, Emmanuel Clase for Max Clark, no chance. Eugenio Suarez for anybody, don't count it. The Detroit Tigers aren't expected to make a splash at the 2025 trade deadline. The Tigers don't plan to trade any of their five top 100 prospects as ranked by MLB Pipeline, staying committed to their goal of long-term sustainability. They also value the unpredictability of their matchup-based offense and intend to rely on internal pitching options in hopes of rekindling their postseason magic. This isn't an all-in push to win the World Series in 2025, and the Tigers are okay with that. The recent slump won't push the Tigers front office into an aggressive strategy at the trade deadline despite problems in the bullpen and on offense. The Tigers think there's enough internal upside to hold steady. They're confident Zach McKinstry can continue producing at a career best rate. And even if a hitter like Javi Baez regresses, they expect either Parker Meadows or Matt Vierling to emerge as an impact bat. Kerry Carpenter's also lined up to return soon from a right hamstring injury. If needed, infield prospect Hao-Yu Lee could be promoted from AAA Toledo as a key right-handed bat in the final 6 weeks. The Tigers haven't closed the door on trading for Suarez, the Arizona Diamondbacks all-star third baseman. He's got 36 home runs, but there's no indication they'll pursue him aggressively. It's worth noting the Tigers don't want to limit opportunities for McKinstry, Baez, and Cole Keith, something that would likely happen if they acquired Suarez at the trade deadline. Additionally, fellow third baseman Ke'Bryan Hayes from Pittsburgh and Ryan McMahon from Colorado aren't being considered as trade options. Regarding the rotation, he writes, the Tigers are counting on Jose Urquidy. When October arrives, the Tigers are plan to have a deep pool of starting pitchers available. Urquidy, Scooble, Flaherty, Olson, Mize, Cobb, Montero, Gibson Long, and Troy Melton. Some of them will remain in the rotation. Others will shift to the bullpen. Three of them, Urquidy, Cobb, and Gibson Long, are currently injured. Of those three, Urquidy and Cobb haven't thrown a pitch in the big leagues all season, though Urquidy is ramping up for a return as soon as late August following a second elbow surgery. Regarding the bullpen, he writes, the bullpen is where the Tigers are pursuing upgrades. Right-handed relievers David Bednar from the Pirates, Ryan Helsley from the St. Louis Cardinals, and Rafael Iglesias from the Atlanta Braves are reasonable trade options. Beyond trade candidates, the Tigers plan to promote from within to replicate last year's bullpen success in the final months of the season and into the postseason. In 2024, Sean Gunther, Brennan Hanafy, and Bo Brisky emerged as clutch contributors. In 2025, the Tigers want to see if Drew Summers, Alex Lang, and Tyler Matson can lock down important roles. They'll also be able to move some starters, such as Madison, into the bullpen for the playoffs. Expect the Tigers to add at least one reliever at the trade deadline, but that doesn't mean they will continue to promote arms. They won't continue to promote arms from within the organization. That is not the whole article. It is much of it, and it is some of the key points. To which I say, wow. Wow. And I ask the audience, and I'm really interested, Tiger fans, is this a solid plan that doesn't mortgage the future and you're okay with it? Or is it simply not aggressive enough? Because we're in a really weird time. We have a team that's positioned in the standings and by more evidence than not that they're really good. But it's eroding. The confidence is eroding. And so you get into the situation where, hey, can they make some moves to fortify what they're doing and make a difference? Or is that throwing good money at bad? Like, I bet there's some people right now that the confidence has eroded so much that they don't want to invest in this team at all.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even though they're 8 games up in the division. Because the way they've played, the way that they have played for the last 2 weeks, they're not winning the World Series playing like that. Which you don't have to be Abner Doubleday to figure out. They're not winning the World Series playing the way they've played. The question becomes, who are they? Who really are the Tigers? Are the Tigers really the team that spent the better portion of 2 months last year and 4 months this year looking the part of legitimate contender? Or has this 2 weeks been so ugly that it's not worth investing in? And look, I have no reason to doubt Evan Petzold. He writes with such a degree of certainty that it feels as though he knows something. It feels as though he's on top of this. And honestly, I'm a little surprised that they aren't going to be, if this is 100% accurate and truly the game plan, and again, I have no reason to doubt it, I'm a little surprised that they aren't going to be more aggressive. So here we go. Tiger fans, Evan Petzold spells it out. We got 6 days to the trade deadline. Promote from within. I bet I read some names that you have never even heard of, many of you. I bet there's a lot of people that don't know who Drew Sommers or Tyler Madison are. Or Quiddy, and whether or not he is, I mean, AJ Hinch mentioned him a couple weeks ago. Now, it's their job, right? They know these guys. Obviously, the Tigers know these guys, and the beat reporters know these guys. But fans, Hao Yu Lee could be in the mix this year. He could be counted on. I'm a little surprised. 248-539-9797. All right. What do you think? Do you like the strategy? Or is it just not bold enough, not aggressive enough? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Gators out today. 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.